Suppose you had a really heavy suitcase and you had to carry it from here across the street. You could say, boy, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far.
You say what?
If you had to carry something really heavy, you could say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, it very far.
Oh, I'm glad I see he could help me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that happened to me yesterday. It was something I had in. Some child come by and didn't. So there was something I had in my, I said, oh, that's in handbag. I'm going to get out the car.
Mm-hmm.
And the child was coming by and he'd bring it in.
Uh-huh.
The children around here is very good to me.
Good.
Yeah, it is very good. And also, the, my neighbors, I got good neighbors around here.
Oh, that's great.
Good neighbors, good neighbors.
Have they lived here a long time?
Mm-hmm.
Have they lived here a long time?
They were doing it. Some of them lived right over there. And some right lived down that road there. About a few lived down that road.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call an animal that has a really hard shell and he can pull his legs up in his shell?
Animal?
Uh-huh.
So what you would call that?
Yeah.
A live animal?
Uh-huh. And some people, some of them live in the water, and some live on the land.
What do they do?
What are they called? They have a big hard shell.
Oh, that's a cuttum.
Oh.
Cuttum. Terrapin cuttum.
Does a terrapin live in the water?
Yeah, there's some live in the water, some live on their own. Pull their head in and put their head up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a cuttum. What's it called? Hardback.
Uh-huh. Do you have gophers around here?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have gophers here?
No, that don't be around here. That be in Augusta somewhere. Because
uh-huh.
The lady what used to come down here with August mother and the cook.
Uh-huh.
They have gophers in their place over that side there, Augusta.
Uh-huh. What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Hostas.
Oh.
What month I had one right now.
How do you fix it?
Mm-hmm. Fry your bacon, put skin on. You fry your bacon and cut up your onion. And of course, I don't know, you cut up the hostas. And liver and all this be on there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And just put the bread on in the pot and cook it till then. Put the onion and pepper in it. A friend of mine sent me some about a week ago, already cooked.
Huh.
Good. And you can put tomatoes in it.
Mm.
Or you can put Irish potato in it. It's just good.
Okay.
I'm gonna surprise Miss Marvin with some okra soup one day.
Mm.
And cast some okra soup down there for the old man.
Yeah, he'd like that.
Yeah, he'd cook it for them.
Yeah. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
Okay. And what do you call the upper part of a man's body from here to here?
His shoulder.
Okay, how about all of it from here to here?
I don't know.
Okay. Would you ever say breast or chest?
Hmm?
Do you ever say breast or chest?
Chest.
A man's chest?
Oh. All I know is rheumatic pain now, it's rheumatism.
Oh.
But they call it rheumatic pain.
Hmm.
I said that water must Hugh. Said back
Yeah, back here.